I can only hear out of one of my ears.
I know. She's got fluid in herself. She's fluid in her head. Is that normal? That's normal. That's not normal.
I couldn't hear out of my ear this morning. I went to the doctor and they said I have fluid in my ear, so.
Ew, let me suck it out. This is the ear that's by me, right?
It I
That's
wonder if you
gross.
could.
I
I mean, why
know.
not? If she can
Ugh.
look, if she can look into my ear and see it, then why can't you just suck it out?
Because well, right, you'd think the doctor would have done it. I shouldn't have to suck your ear juice out. But I mean, I don't think it works like that. I don't think my mouth would suck it out of your ear, is what I'm saying, unfortunately.
So we're back in studio like normal.
In the studio. You feel like we're big wigs when you say that. In the studio.
It's
I'm
a lot
back in
better.
settle again. Just sorry.
Bitch, you sound like Michael Jackson.
He was an icon for a really long time, up until like a year ago. Or wait, he still is. I don't know, but he creeps me right the fuck out. That's where I'm at.
Okay,
You have to watch that
so
documentary shit. I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop interrupting you now.
it's okay. I felt like I may have interrupted you. No.
Nope, definitely was all me.
Okay.
You're good.
Before we get too much into this, well, first of all, I mean, if you're here and you're listening to us, then that means that you want a super sexy, naughty history lesson
Yeah,
with
naughty fuckers.
spankins.
Yeah, you want to get
I'm just
ass
kidding.
fucked. Nope.
With a fist
Oh.
punched in your anus hole.
Know, and I'm punching the air. That's what that noise is.
I'm wine drunk. This is
I.
so fun
Is that
right
good?
now.
You like that?
At the moment,
I've never been wine drunk. You're gonna regret that in about 2 hours.
1 hour plus,
Right?
I'll be giving you the opposite answer.
Puking drunk. Puking
Puking
drunk.
drunk.
Oh shit. Okay.
All right, so our history lesson isn't really going to take us that far back.
Okay. You know what though?
What?
Should we answer that question before we're at the end and then we have to like concentrate again and on the female?
You know what? We
Should we
can
do
do
that now?
that only
Just
because it's totally my bad. I forgot to check our email before our last recording. So this person has been waiting a very long time
Oh
for
no.
this
Would
answer.
you like I have heard this question. Normally I have not when we say things like this or when we do this stuff, normally I've not heard. But I do know this question. It's a good one. My favorite is who sent it? I like who
My
sent
favorite is how it took me like a week to figure out.
it. Yes.
Right. So we have a website and it's at noplease.com. No, please don't podcast. There we go.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah. And you can send us a female
Get
and we get it. It's all anonymous and shit.
what we did with the instead of male, it's female.
It's a
You guys get
female
that?
link instead of an email because we have
Yay!
uteruses,
We
so that's
added an F to it. That's why it's
So
different.
we have a question that was submitted a very long time ago, my bad, from a person named Dixon Snyder. Dixon Cider.
Either way, it's funny. In Slide or Snyder.
Dixon Cider.
What did he say? Insider?
Dixon Cider. Yeah. That's this person's name.
Dixon Cider.
Thank you, Ginge, by the way,
Yes.
for that
He
contribution.
is from, or she, never know
Contribution.
these days,
Yeah.
from Where the Buffalo Roam.
I know just where that is too.
What the fuck you want, Dixon Cider? They want to know, what do you think about the current state of women empowerment in Hollywood? Do you think it's being done to milk a current trend for the right reasons? P.S. How big are Jen's tits? Let's do
That's
the tits first.
okay. I think that's fair, actually.
Yeah.
I know, crazy, right? Somebody asked me about my tatties. My tit tots.
That's a big tit in
the
head.
They're heavy.
That's like, well, are you on your period?
I'm starting soon.
Okay. Well, then they're probably...
Motherfucking period, a periods. We're on a motherfucking periods, a periods.
Motherfucking period, my period, my motherfucking period, my period. So your tits are usually a half a size smaller than this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't
know. That's a fucking double D, dude.
I don't think so. These people know. No, it's like the size of a large grapefruit.
My tits hurt.
No, it's not.
From shoveling.
Oh, shoveling.
And scraping ice off my
what
driveway.
What size are they?
You're a double D.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a regular D, I think. What
See?
Is it?
She knows. Double D.
Double D.
So like a 30T double D or something?
Oh, shit. God, you're on stank
so big. That sounds so big. Carla / Kayla here actually has bigger titties than me, I think. But she's just not as proud of them as I am, so...
Mine are very shoved into sports bras a lot.
They've seen kids.
Yeah, they're...
Or a child, too, so...
Definitely. I went to the doctor, and he was feeling on my titties. Mm. And he's like, your boobs are very normal for a woman who's had a child. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
You're kidding.
No, he said that. I was like, okay.
They're saggy tits?
Yeah, they're saggy tits.
That's what he told you. Your doctor told you
he
had saggy tits.
He told me I had medically saggy tits. Anyways, so let's get back to this question.
Can you believe the nerve of that person, though?
Whatever.
He's got some decent balls. That's crazy.
We're done with the titty part of the question.
Yeah.
So let's break this down. What do you think about the current state of women empowerment in Hollywood? We'll just leave it at that. We'll break it up into a couple different sections.
Okay. Well, I'm digging it.
I mean, like, women are sexy. If they're, mm-hmm. like, in power and they're doing it right, like, that's cool with me.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you think that it's being done to milk a current trend or for the right reasons?
I think that some women are doing it for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. Just like with anything.
I wish I was more specific.
I know, like, a certain
current
person.
Trends.
Current trends, like,
is
wait,
it
what?
Being done to milk a current trend? You need to be straightforward with me and not fucking fuck with my head.
She's really
men
high right now.
Men are always doing that.
Well, oh, so it's a man
trend. I don't know.
A current trend. I think he means or she is talking about like the Me Too thing.
Yeah,
you know, like that's one of them.
I mean, I want to go there with it, but then I'm like, well, what if they weren't talking about that? What if I'm the one that made it? Me Too. You know?
Well, you can't help but go there when you think of women empowerment. Can
In
you?
Hollywood,
I'm sorry,
isn't that where it started?
That's like,
I'm not like.
Whose stomach was that?
That was you.
I don't
Is
think
that
that's
you?
Me. I think that's you. I'm pretty sure that's you. She's like, no, it's not me.
It's me?
I think it's you.
Oh, shit.
I'm not feeling anything. Yeah, that wine's going to be knocking at your shithole in a second. Like, let me out. Hello?
Did we get way off topic
no,
here?
No, but I just want to wrap that up. Mm-hmm. And to wrap it up, I just want to say that I think it's like 85-15. You know, like 85% of the women, if we are talking about the Me Too thing, mm-hmm. which I'm not completely sure that's everything that we're supposed to talk about, but it's some of it. I think that 85% of it is probably just people really reporting what happened to them in the past.
But
there's always a, like, 15% of women who use it as, like, a platform to get more famous.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about, like, current trends, but you're, like, the TMZ person, so I'm not much of a Hollywood kind of... I mean, I know Russell Wilson and Ciara. Women in their... rise to equality, I think, has been an ongoing thing. It's not a trend.
Right.
It's been...
I hope that's not a trend, if that's
no,
what he's
No, I mean, like, yeah. We're going on, like, 100 years of...
fighting to get where
doing,
we are now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really happy with being a woman today.
Right on, sister.
I love being a woman.
It's okay. It's all right.
You don't like it that much?
It's okay. I don't know. I've never been anything else.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, I'd probably like to try out something else, but
Okay, well whatever you meant, Dixon Cider.
Great name, by the way. Love it.
If you meant that there's more women being cast as lead roles, or if you meant, you know, women are using Me Too as a platform, we gave you both our opinions on it. So,
yeah.
Thank you for your question. That's really fucking cool. We are smart sometimes, like when we need to be.
Speak for yourself. I kind of rambled my way through that one, but.
And these are just our opinions. Mm-hmm. Everybody has different opinions.
Right.
And whatever. Do you.
Goddamn shit. Yeah, do it.
Now, let's get the fuck into this fucking story.
See, I'm glad because now when we're done, we can just be done. We don't have to go back to question and shit. That's nice. That's where I was thinking.
I do like that.
Okay.
So, this is Bad Bitches Podcast, and we're here to mind fuck you.
Yeah. I like a good mind fuck. It's been such a long time.
I'm gonna fuck you with my gigantic mind dick.
Love it. I'm very excited about that.
So you and I watched Don't Fuck with Cats.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's a wild story, isn't it?
I definitely recommend everybody try and watch it.
It takes you to a place you wouldn't think it would take you. Right?
It's definitely difficult to deal with. I know, I'm making so much noise. I'm sorry.
Bitch, I don't care. I've been moving and shaking over here this whole time, so. Mm-hmm. Get your wine on.
So anyways, I watched it, and there was a name that came up, and it was a name that was already on our list of people that I had been interested in doing.
Which is fucked up, by the way. Yeah. Out of how many people in the world, you already had this one lined
up?
Well,
I have lists of hundreds of women that we still, that are on the docket for us to do.
Jesus.
Nah, bitch, I'm in this for the long haul.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
As long as you'll have me, I'm here. Let's just say it like that.
There's nothing else to do in this trailer park.
No shit.
But get drunk with my best friend. And
we don't.
My Dutch oven.
Yeah, and we don't fuck anybody else anymore either.
No, and I don't there's mean, no new people to fuck.
I don't mean that by saying we fuck each other because it's ew. Like, ew. That's a little bit made me throw up in my mouth. In my mouth
well,
hole.
Thanks.
Sure.
Okay.
No, I don't mean sorry, no.
Anyways, so this week I'm going to teach you about a lady who is still alive.
Dun, dun, dun.
And her name is Carla Homolka.
Oh, she even sounds like a bitch.
Carla.
She's a Carla. Fucking Carla. Carla. Whenever I think of the name Carla, I think of Carla from Cheers. Raise your hand if you think of that too. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where everyone's on the same Carla page.
No, I've never seen Cheers.
Oh, fuck you.
Nope.
That's ridic.
I almost said, thank you for being a friend. But that's Golden Girls,
asshole.
What's the Cheers one?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a
sometimes
break.
Sometimes you,
sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Bam, 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 bam.
And they're always
playing the games.
Glad you came. But playing the game works too. Wonderful. You said that wrong. But I love it. It actually sounded better that way.
All right. God damn it. All right. So Carla Homolka is a fucking Canadian lady, aka the most hated woman in Canada.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck you, Carla. Fuck you in your face.
Yes, please. She'd probably like it. You know,
you're
it.
Actually probably right.
Yeah.
All right. So Carla was born Carla Leanne Homolka.
Homolka.
She was born May 4th, 1970.
Okay.
Do it. Do the math.
Well, when did she die?
She's alive.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then she's 9 years older than myself. So she's like, you know, 48 or some shit.
49?
No. How did I get everyone wrong every fucking time? Jesus shits.
Okay, so Carla was born in Ontario, Canada, I think.
Sure, that sounds good.
She was the Barbie of the Ken and Barbie Killers. Ken so that Barbie, was like Ken the Barbie, nickname, like their media name.
Oh, why? Why? All day she has been making me run away from her farts. When I'm like 15 feet away from her and now you're going to fart.
There's nothing.
In a soundproof room?
Soundproof. My ass.
No, hey, we worked hard on all these fucking blankets. Shit blankets.
Cum blankets? You mean Carla juice blankets? Kayla's feminine juices are on this one, like hanging up. I'm looking right at it now.
It looks like it's changing color.
It's getting yellow. Yeah. It's like going to turn green next and shit and just like start flaking off.
It's going to be moldy soon.
Gross. It's going to stink even worse. It doesn't smell.
Okay. What? What? Say it now.
I don't have anything to say. I was just going to say I thought everyone in Canada was super nice. Aren't they?
That's what Ryan said.
Isn't that like a thing? Yeah.
Which I was trying to thank him earlier, but you wouldn't stop talking. Ryan hooked us up with a replacement computer so that we can record our normal way for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
We love you, buddy.
You sexy ginger.
God, we need to give him blowies like every time we see him now. To pay him back. I mean, how else can we pay you back? But he give us, how do we pay you back?
Oh my God. And he even like installed all the shit on the computer. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. I'm going to cry. I'm literally going to cry. And he was like, well, what kind? Or what did he say? He said something about, oh, and then you need to like open this part and that part. And I was like, can you just stop? You're literally, that's too much for me. You said like something about like a format and I was like, I was out. I don't know what you mean anymore.
He should have like written it down for you.
Hey, I got it figured out after an hour and a half.
She did great. An hour and a half, that's not that long. It would have taken me a week and a half. I'm serious.
I got it. We're here.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Ryan. And Ryan is in a band called Saving Patty.
Whoop, whoop.
So go to their Facebook, like that shit, follow that shit, go see that shit. He's a sexy ginger. Flash him your titties.
Right on.
Or your dicks. Or your balls.
Oh. I thought you said bowels before. Though. Show him your bowels. Those are hot.
Okay, Lord, whatever. Let's get going on this.
We got too fucked up before we started this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Carla had a normal childhood. She was full of love and laughter, and everybody loved her, and she was beautiful and popular. Everybody wanted to be Carla.
I hate when people are like that. I'm going to be honest. It's like, fuck you. You can sing too. Okay, asshole. What? Why are you so goddamn talented, huh?
Right. And Carla loved animals. She was like, I'm going to work in a vet's office and be a fucking animal lover when she was like 17.
Wait a second.
What?
This isn't anti-animal, is it? She's not mean to animals, is she?
No.
Thank God.
But don't fuck with cats.
I know, but between that and saying her name and talking about veterinarian, I'm thinking, oh my God.
No, that's probably why you thought that.
I totally did. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. Okay,
so it's 1987, and what did your hair look like?
Me?
Yes.
Same as it does now.
It wasn't blue, I'm sure.
Oh, I wish I was kidding. No, it wasn't blue or purple, but the same style. I think maybe I had bangs.
How old were you?
I was 17. Wait. Oh. No.
That's no. 1987?
I was 6.
You were probably 6. Like 2? Oh. Okay.
I was 6.
You're 6, okay.
I wasn't 2. You weren't born yet.
I wasn't born yet, no. Mm-mm. All right. So fucking beautiful blonde babe, fucking Carla with tits up to her fucking legs up to her tits. Tits. Big old tit. Titty. Tits. Gigantic titties. Tits. Sorry.
I loved it.
It's my Tourette's.
I just wanted to let you keep going. I didn't want you to stop.
So she goes to this animal convention in Toronto, and she meets a guy named Paul Bernardo.
Hello, Paul. I'm Ringo.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. You guys.
Paul is a fucking smoke show.
What? What does that mean?
He was just your type.
He's my type?
Yeah.
He's a smoke show?
Tall, skinny, blonde guy with blue eyes.
Hey, I'm kind of into it.
He was like in shape.
You lost me.
He looked like a Ken doll.
Oh, I get it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's making more sense.
Yes.
Okay. So they pretty much fucked each other like immediately after meeting.
Well.
I don't even know if they left the convention.
Yeah, they didn't. I'm sure they didn't.
It was probably like in the car in the parking lot. Anyways, these two were freak nasties. They were freak-a-leaks.
Love.
And sometimes when freak meet freak, they're like, let's blow me in the bathroom. That's fine.
Totally. You don't even have to be freak to freak. Some people just like to do that shit.
I think you're a freak if you like to blow people you've just met.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. I see that you're judging me. I'm teasing.
I apologize if I've made anybody feel judged with that statement.
No. I was teasing. You haven't.
Okay. So Paul was 23 years old. She was 17. And they penetrated each other.
Fucking hard
as
shit.
That's kind of an age difference.
A little bit.
But
it's pretty significant when you're that age. But hey.
You're a little kid.
17?
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, she was probably really hot, though.
I'd wish she was a year older, but I'll allow 17.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean. Okay.
So he was like, duh, of course I want this fucking gorgeous blonde teenager fucking on my dick all the time.
Totally.
Duh. Paul liked rough, kinky sex. He was like a fucking sex freak addict.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
With that tiny little baby he's fucking? Not cool.
He was a real sadist.
Jeez. No, he wasn't.
I think he had a tiny dick.
Gross. He had to have.
I think he has a tiny penis.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my interpretation. Not that I'm like, I haven't like, you know, I'm not a gigantic expert on dicks, but.
Well, if you need to hurt, I don't know. I just, your dick, if it was big enough, you wish that could hurt you, but it can't because it's a baby dick. So you have to do other things.
So he wanted Carla to be his slave and then he was going to be her dom.
Yeah.
You know, that thing.
Yeah, sure. I've heard of that before.
So, yes. BDSM.
Yes.
There it is.
We got it. Didn't Delvin help us with that?
Delvin, thank you.
Shout out. Thanks, buddy.
Delvin, you low-key freak.
You know he is. My number is...
Nope.
I didn't. I thought about
it. That's okay. We'll DM him.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... Paul only had one complaint of his new fucking Barbie play doll, was that she was not a virgin when he met her and fucked her in the parking lot.
Yeah. Or
in the bathroom.
However it happened. So who did she fuck before? That was my mouth that made that noise, by
the way.
That
was? I thought it was your fucking phone.
No, it sounded like, it did sound like it, but it was my mouth.
That's
hashtag
funny.
Talented.
Hashtag blessed.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. He was like, why? Why isn't your vagina like a 14-year-old?
Oh, gross. Okay. That's
so gross.
You know he was thinking that though.
Oh my God. You know, I don't think that virginity should have like any sort of, I don't know, any importance to a person.
I don't particularly think it should either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think.
Anyways, Paul, it mattered very much to him.
He's a jerk.
He wouldn't stop talking about it. He literally was, like, constantly, like, pressuring her and, like, telling her how unhappy he was about that.
Well, what can she do about it now? Shut the fuck up, Paul.
I know.
Dude.
Let me get in my time machine and go back in time and not fuck that dildo or whatever. So, Carla thought the best thing to do would be to offer Paul her sister's virginity. 15-year-old Tammy Homoka.
Poor Tammy.
Which Paul had often told Carla how he had an infatuation with her and how he thought she was, like, super sexy. And so I think he kind of, I mean, she's a piece of fucking shit, garbage.
Yeah.
To turn on her sister like that, like you have no loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was also a psycho weirdo who, like, planted that in her head.
I'm not okay with Paul at all in this scenario. Yeah, I mean, he's right up there with Carla, in my opinion, so far.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Okay, so this information I got from the Chive.com, Wikipedia, and Crime Museum. So everybody can go and fact check everything I said wrong or fucked up today.
Crime Museum.
Crime.
Well, that's fucking cool.
Anyways, Paul was very excitable about his gift that Carla was giving him. The gift of, you know, Tammy's virginity or whatever.
Ew, yeah.
I know, it's so gross to even say.
Yeah.
So Paul and Carla invite 15-year-old Tammy over to their home, and they feed her a plate of spaghetti that's filled with Valium.
Oh. Okay, Aunt Patsy. It just sounded like her. Oh, gosh. No, they didn't. You shut up now there, Kayla.
Don't say such things like that. And, right? But Tammy, little Tammy, she had fucking tolerance of a fucking, like, 50-year-old alcoholic man or something.
Love it.
And the Valium never knocked her out.
Love it.
So they never raped her.
Good. Mm-hmm. Go Tammy, or maybe she just ate a bunch of, like, Adderall before she went, so it evened it out a little bit. Like, I'm gonna fuck them at their own game. They're not gonna fuck me.
Whatever she did, it worked for the time being. So, months later, it is now Christmas 1990. And what did your hair look like?
Ew. The same. It was the same, yes.
You have not changed.
No. No, thank you for backing me up on that. Everyone's like, yeah, right. You weren't the same. Was too. It's fucked up. It's real fucked up.
I was like 3 months old. Little baby.
Thank you. Thank you for rubbing that in.
Little Christmas baby.
Oh, cute.
Whatever.
Christmas baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
It was Christmas 1990. And I was a baby.
Oh, I understand. I thought you meant your mother was knocked up with you during Christmas. No. I'm like, you weren't shit out until, like, September. What are you talking about?
Anyways, so Carla and her family loved Paul. They thought that Paul's fucking balls were made of fucking gold or something.
They did.
They were just like, he fucking ejaculates fucking diamonds.
Wow.
This guy's legit.
Maybe I'm into Paul now too. No. I don't care what's in your jizz. I don't want it, Paul.
So, happy fucking Christmas, family. They are with Carla's family. So then Carla and Paul saw another opportunity to possibly take Tammy's virginity.
I gotta flip
my page.
Jesus. Okay, you know what, too? I actually was thinking that Carla told Tammy why she was doing this. I thought Tammy was knowing it.
Not what I read.
No. I know that's not what you read, but I was thinking that previously she just didn't. She went there to, like, have sex with Paul, too. I thought maybe she thought it was cool.
I don't know. I mean, it could be.
No, I don't think so. Oh. I don't think so at all. That was just when you first were talking about that. I thought Tammy knew why she was going over, and then you
I guess obviously not.
Obviously, no.
Yeah, not with the Valium.
That makes Carla so much worse too,
doesn't it?
Yes.
All right. So this time, Carla takes a tranquilizer from her work, her vet's office. Mm. It's called Halothane. All right, we're back.
Yep.
In action, and. I was just getting to the good fucking part. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So while Carla and Tammy's parents slept upstairs, Paul and Carla drugged Tammy with Halothane, which is the tranquilizer, the animal tranquilizer that she stole from her vet office or whatever.
Yeah.
And Paul raped her on videotape.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Ew.
Mm-hmm. And this is all on videotape, but Tammy wouldn't wake up. And they tried to revive her. They couldn't revive her. So then they called 911.
You're kidding me.
After they hid all the evidence of everything, they called 911. And Tammy went to the hospital. And they pronounced her dead at the hospital.
No.
Her cause of death was listed as alcohol-induced.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Because that's when they ran tests. They didn't have one for this tranquilizer at that point in time.
This wasn't that long ago.
God.
This was in 1990.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's so sad. She killed her sister.
Yeah.
She fucking killed her sister.
She totally did.
Oh my God. Poor Tammy.
Yeah.
She was like just starting to be alive, basically.
I know. Jesus Christ. 15 years old. That sucks so bad.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. So before Paul met Carla, he was drugging and raping women for quite a while.
What? Like that's a thing? We know that?
Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks to DNA.
Oh.
But he continued to do that after he met Tammy as well. Carla.
And Tammy for that matter, too.
I got my white girl names mixed up.
White girl name.
Forgive me.
That's okay.
Carla. Okay. So even after Paul met Carla, he was still drugging and raping women as well. 1 month after Tammy's death, Paul picks up a hitchhiker.
Oh, yeah.
He drugs her and rapes her in his home. Dumps her off on the side of the road. She never reports it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? Because it's 1990 and she didn't think it would make a difference, right?
She's a hitchhiker. She probably maybe is, an outlaw herself or, I don't know.
Yeah, I like your use of the term outlaw. That's probably pretty accurate with this woman. Okay.
There was also a Jane Doe who was drugged and raped twice by Carla and Paul. She remains Jane Doe because she was actually a friend of theirs.
Disgusting. These people are disgusting.
They're pretty disgusting.
Your
she
friends.
Was a teenage girl.
Oh my God. Yeah, Paul had a Mike and Ike for a dick.
I know.
How many times have I said that? Quite a few. But this guy really, what the fuck?
So the first time Jane Doe was raped, Carla invited her over to have a girl's night. Drugged her, then called Paul and said, "Why don't you come home? I got a little present for you."
Gross.
What a cunt. You're a disgrace.
Terrible. And these are her friends.
I'm gonna punch you. Yeah. This is her friend. And she did that too. Mm. So Paul obviously came back home because he's like, I'd love to rape me a fucking little teenager. Duh.
Love it. That's like his thing. That's his thing.
So Jane Doe woke up with no memory of what had happened to her, and she thought that she felt ill because it was her first time ever drinking alcohol.
Oh, so this bitch was like really young.
So confirmed the Mike and Ike dick theory.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even know she was raped.
Totally, right? What happened? My crunch feels funny.
Okay, so there was another young girl. Her name was Leslie Mahaffey. She's 14 years old. She disappears from her front yard.
Carla did it, didn't she?
Hmm.
She's like, oh, hey, I like your hair. What's your secret? Can I borrow your curling iron? Dude, I don't fucking know.
She's like a fucking wolf in a woman's clothing.
Sure.
Oh my god. Seriously.
She is too. Oh my god, that's such a great analogy.
She's starting to escalate. Her and Paul are starting to escalate. So they obviously kidnapped Leslie and they raped her and tortured her for 2 days before they finally strangled her to death and then dismembered her body.
So she died anyway?
She died.
And they really fucked with her.
Oh, yeah.
What was the turning point? Why was it with her? They're like, wow, we're really going to do a number on this broad.
I don't know.
Like,
maybe
okay.
Because they took her. I mean, she saw their faces. So it was inevitable, her death.
She wasn't a friend. So they're like, we don't feel bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But Paul stuck her body into a block of wet cement and then dumped her into Lake Gibson.
Where the fuck is that? It doesn't matter.
I don't know, Ontario.
It doesn't matter. It's in Canada.
Canada.
Canada. I like the Canada. Is that a Canada you got in your mouth? Oh my god, no.
I love a Canada in my mouth.
I love a Canada in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So, Paul and Carla, they were engaged pretty much right after they had just met. Probably after they fucked in the parking lot.
Right. It's like they went to the church after that. That was their first stop.
So in this whirlwind romance, whatever, obviously that dies out pretty quick. And Paul had actually fell for another woman.
Interesting.
In Florida.
And she was probably, 16.
At his bachelorette party.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No. Paul is amazing.
She was a nurse who was a very vocal lover of anal sex.
You're making this up. She's making this up. You're making this up. Are you kidding me?
Serious.
This story.
I forgot her name. Who cares? She's a dumb bitch.
I'm like, I'm too stoned for this story. I keep thinking you're making this shit up because it's so weird. It's weird. Jesus. Okay, though. Talk about she loved butt sex like all the time, 3 times a day. Just downtown Brown, plow me in my brown all day long. Downtown Julie Brown.
Son of a biatch. Okay. Right? So, he carried on with her for a while. I should know her name, but I guess I didn't really care to even write it down.
She's gross anyway. Jesus Christ. Jesus H.
I mean, anal sex. Oh, I don't want to hate on people who love anal sex either.
I mean,
but
it's
like,
cool, but just...
If you're in an article and that's what it says about you, there's something wrong.
It's like the
if
one
it's
thing-
like, this woman loved to talk about her love of anal sex in, like, parentheses afterwards. Like,
she must have talked about it fucking constantly. I mean, what people are going to write about me was Big Jens was an avid television watcher. She loved cats. and farting. No, it's like a thing,
shit,
though.
Yeah.
She must have talked about getting it in her beehole fucking constantly. Okay. Sorry. I just have to say that's... I kind of love it.
When the fucking goddamn nurse poopy dick would call his house to talk to him, he would make Carla pretend that she was his sister.
What? She was...
She would pretend. She would pretend to be Paul's sister while he was having this affair with her. I forget her name.
Butt sex, Carla?
No, Carla is fucking Carla Homoka.
I know, but are you talking about butt sex or Carla?
I'm talking about butt sex.
Okay, yes, I don't know her name either. You never told me.
She doesn't have a name. Her name is just butt sex. Nurse Poopy Dick, we'll call her.
Shit dick.
Nurse Shit Dick. So when Nurse Shit Dick would call Paul's house, Carla yes. would pretend to be his sister.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, when she started freaking out about, you know, the nurse, she's like, oh my God, I'm probably gonna, like, not marry this guy. He's probably gonna fucking leave me for the fucking chick who likes to get fisted in her ass.
He's gonna leave me for shit, Dick.
Yes. So she calls Jane Doe over again. And she's like, okay, well, you know, hey, Jane Doe, I'm going to invite Jane Doe over again. And they drugged her with the halophane. And her and Paul, again, videotaped themselves raping Jane Doe. Mm. And just like Tammy, she stopped breathing.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Why didn't they learn their lesson? Humans don't need as much as animals do. Or horses, or fucking whatever you've got.
I know,
going
she
on.
Works there. Jesus. She should know this shit.
Yeah, stop giving them a too muchy.
So they performed CPR and they tried to resuscitate her. And they called 911. The ambulance was on its way. And she starts breathing again.
Good.
She's totally fine. So they call the ambulance and they're like, no worries here.
Check it. You back it up.
However Canadians would say that.
You well, know. Get on out here. Get on out of here. We don't need you guys anymore. No. Nope.
That's not it, is it?
Don't you know?
Get on out of here.
Out.
Because we're all good up in here.
You're better at it
no
than
problems.
I am.
No problems. Nope. Nope.
Nope. Oh, gosh, we're fine.
Oh,
huh?
Boy.
Boy.
Somehow Flavor Flav now, I guess.
Flav, he is Canadian, bitch. No, he's not. I don't know. Is he? The excitement in your voice.
All right. Jesus goddamn Christ. Mm. Okay, so let me finish.
Yes.
And
I'm so sorry.
So they canceled the ambulance. So... They were like, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Don't come. And don't the ambulance was like, thanks, mate, for the call. And they never
I
came.
I turned into a bit of a Bruce. A Bruce and a Sheila. From the Australia.
I'm stuck Sorry. On Australia.
I don't know why I called
it. I just feel so bad because they're burning.
They're
Their bushes
dead.
Are burning.
Oh, my God. Everyone's dead there.
There's no more Australia. It's literally on fire.
I'm really
like,
sorry,
what are you guys
too.
Gonna do?
Gosh, I wish you weren't dead. Because that's a cool place,
oh my
I
God.
Think. All the animals are dying, too. Like, all the fucking
oh, no.
sloths and shit. No, koalas is what I wanted to say.
They're gonorrhea.
Sure. Yeah, well, they're fire bush now.
Isn't that like a religious thing? Doesn't somebody burn a bush?
I don't know. Yes, burning there's bush? A burning Jesus bush. But Jesus. I'm just, Australia is, I feel bad for them.
I do too.
It's terrible.
Come
there.
To me. I'll hug you all if you're not on fire or dead. Sorry.
Jesus.
Period.
We're trying to be super nice and then we're like, back at my compliment. We love you, Australia, but you're dead. Australia is so beautiful when it's not on fire. Like, don't. It's we're I'm so sorry. I'm
Son
that's
a
really
bitch.
Awful thing. I feel bad.
Yes. I gotta get back to fucking Paul and Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Paul and, why was I okay.
Did you say Paula?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Shit
so,
Dick and Carla. Oh, John Doe.
Jane Doe.
Jane.
Gosh dang.
Sorry,
you.
They probably fucked a John too.
Alright. So the ambulance was canceled. They never followed up. With that ever.
That's unheard of.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, even if you called 911, they're supposed to like check back in with you.
This is Canada, baby.
Okay, well, Canada, baby. Knock it off. That's a stupid idea. Check in with people.
Yeah.
Damn
exactly.
it.
So Paul was like, this girl's going to keep getting me little women to rape. So I guess I should probably marry this Carla. And they get married on June 29th, 1991. The day that they got married was the same fucking day that Leslie Mahaffey's body / concrete block
no.
was dragged up from the bottom of Lake Gilbert.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Isn't that like a slap in the face?
It really is. She's like, you know what? This karma's a bitch, fucking.
Y'all suck.
Carla and Paul shit.
Some nasty motherfuckers. Okay. So, 10 months later, Carla and Paul see 15-year-old Kristen French.
Really?
She's walking through a church parking lot.
Oh, no.
She's walking home from school. And Carla approaches her, asking her for directions. Like, oh, ma'am, please help me with Mama my directions.
Mamma mia, I need the Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And then Paul comes up behind her, grabs her, tries to shove her into the back of their car. And she fights.
Good girl.
She fights hard for a Kristen.
A Kristen or Christian?
Kristen.
Okay.
She fights hard for a Kristen.
Okay.
I'm so drunk.
It's all right. Those names are confusing anyway.
So, Kristen left a few things behind. She left her shoe, and she left a ripped up piece of a map. So, they kind of knew, and there was eyewitnesses.
How'd she leave a fucking map? How did she have time to draw a map? I'm sorry. It's a logical question, right? Like, did she have a map in her fucking pocket?
No, it was the map that Carla used to pretend like she was a tourist.
Okay. It's not your fault I didn't understand that, but I smacked her anyway.
You did. That's She's so fine. Rude.
I'm really sorry. I just was really excited that I figured it out or that you told
really
me.
Stuffed up. I don't know.
Maybe the ear thing is first. And then the rest of your face fills with water, too. Yes, that's what's up.
I'm filling up with water everywhere. I mean, it could be, but it's not really fair because I just took, like, two different kinds of allergy medicines.
Oh, shit, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, maybe you're allergic to Chardonnay.
I can't be allergic to Chardonnay. That would ruin my life.
It would not. You'd be okay.
No. Right. No, I wouldn't.
Chardonnay is just very okay.
Your jizz is very okay.
I said Chardonnay. You said your Chardonnay. This is very okay, not your jizz. Did you think I said jizzy to you? No.
You're going to make me pee.
I'm sorry. Out your ear or out your patch? Your being watery is, like, really funny to me right now. I'm sorry.
Can I move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ginger, shut up. It's time to move on, okay? And tell your attitude out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, she also left behind a shoe. And the eyewitnesses were a bunch of useless pieces of shit. And they fucking got the make and model of the car wrong.
No.
So they weren't even looking for the right car.
Jesus.
They kept Kristen for several days, raping and torturing her, humiliating her on videotape.
No, I'm saying that's a big deal.
Fucking assholes. Yeah, if you have a tiny little micro dick and you're all like, I have to make women look terrible to feel good about myself.
I know.
I'm going to make her pee all over herself or something weird like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's like the least of her worries, but yes. You could do shit like that too.
Jesus, go eat a bullet or something, fucking dickhead. I hate you.
Bullets are the shit. Oh, you mean like a bullet for his head? Or a sex toy bullet?
Oh, I was definitely not talking about a sex toy.
Oh, okay. I was.
Oh. That's where we went.
The bullets.
Different paths. Okay. Like
little silver things.
If a person like Paul wants to take a bullet and use it to please a woman instead of making her have to be humiliated or be raped to get off, you know, then that works too.
Sure. Or I understand your part too. Like,
put a gun inside of your mouth and pull the trigger so that you end your stupid fucking piece of shit life and you don't kill teenage girls.
Yeah.
Because you suck.
Okay. You know what? Now that you explain it like that, I think your side's better.
Okay.
Where I think that I should have thought about it the same way you did.
All right. Let's get back to fucking Kristen French.
Okay.
This poor fucking 15-year-old.
Oh, please tell me she doesn't die.
So... they kill her.
No.
Yes. Right before Easter Sunday, Actually, they kill her, and then her dead body is in the basement while they host Easter Sunday upstairs.
Oh, these people are... How do you meet a person, another person that's just as fucked up as you do?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
These people... can you think of a worse person?
No.
No, I'm like Hitler, maybe?
Well, I mean, there are worse people. There are terrible people out there, but I mean, like, to meet his complete perfect match, too. Like, yeah. What? Well, how did these two get together?
Carla, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Oh my God, they're both terrible.
Yeah.
God.
We'll move on. So, Kristen's body, well, they dumped her in a ditch shortly after her family left. They took her and they dumped her in a ditch. In January 1993, Paul beats the goddamn shit out of Carla with a flashlight.
Bludgeons her.
Yes. Definitely. Hits her in the face a bunch of times. Fucks her fucking shit up. Like, she can't even barely see out of her eyes. They're so swollen and black and blue. And yeah, like, I mean, almost attempt to murder. I mean, seriously, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
She ends up in the hospital. She leaves him. She's like, I'm going to go live with my friends. We're fucking done, oh, bitch. Love
it. Okay.
Yeah, you go, girl. So, around this exact same time, there was a case that was building up against the Scarborough rapist. And a witness had came forward with a composite sketch that looked a lot like fucking Paul Bernardo.
No shit.
Yes.
I've got another one inside of me. I'm sorry.
That sounded fake.
It doesn't smell fake to me.
How do you like that, Mr. Fart Man?
Oh, oh, women. Yeah. Women fart entrepreneur. Entrepreneur.
Enthusiast.
Enthusiast. What is the word I'm trying to say there? Entrepreneur and...
Entrepreneur?
There it is. You guys...
No,
I should have went to school. I should have went to school more. Yeah, that's where I'm at with them. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so one of Paul's ex-girlfriends sees the composite sketch, thinks to herself, yeah, kind of think that my ex, Paul, fits that description. He was pretty rapey, you know? So... she turns him in. One of Paul's co-workers is all like, yeah, totally could see that guy raping somebody. And that totally looks like him. Like, he's so rapey, dude.
Shit, really?
So he turns him in. Okay. This obviously alerts the police.
Yeah.
They're all like, maybe we should talk to this Paul guy, I guess. Good police work. Ooh. Woo woo.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So they go and question Paul. Paul is very, very agreeable. They're like, hey, we kind of like this guy. And he's fucking sexy. So whatever, dude. Cool. Hey, can we get a DNA sample from you? He's like, yeah, no problem. Stick it in my butt.
Whatever. What? He's no. He's a... no, but I'm so stupid. I thought for sure, like, what? Why? That's not how they do DNA. Is it? It's butt stuff?
No, there's so much butt stuff.
I wasn't sure. It freaked out when she said the butt stuff thing, but now I understand that's probably not true. Okay. Cool.
It's not the butt stuff.
No butt stuff.
No. Swab, probably to the mouth.
Okay.
Is what I'm thinking.
Probably.
And the DNA comes back. A match. Paul Bernardo is the motherfucking Scarborough rapist.
And he was like, cool, just I'll open my mouth and whatever else you want me to open for you.
He was, yeah.
And how was he so stupid?
Did he not
think that that was going to match up?
It was probably just like the beginning of like DNA fucking technology.
They can't figure this out. There's no like, such thing as DNA.
I didn't fucking spit on her. How would they know?
I love that. I absolutely think that he probably was a dumb fuck and thought that same thing that you just said. I'm positive of it.
So, upon the news of Paul's arrest, Carla's like, oh, fuck. Fucking fuck shit hell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to my uncle, somebody I don't even talk to, barely at all, and I'm going to confess everything to him right now.
Come on.
And then she lawyers up immediately and starts working on a plea deal for, you know, basically her testimony against Paul.
Okay.
And they offer her a 12-year sentence if she testifies against him.
So she's being a snitch too, by the way, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's snitching him out. I hate
snitches, it's stitches.
Well, I don't mean I hate snitches because I probably would be one. Like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry she did it. I don't know. I'm sorry. Just get me out. I like television. I get it.
So Carla took the deal.
Okay.
She was all like, sure, I'll take the 12 years. I'll totally 100% testify against Paul. That gave her like, I don't know, Canadia, but it's like
immunity.
No, I don't know what it is. Something like that. So that was her deal she made with them.
Okay.
She claimed, you know, to be like this battered wife, you know, oh, he beats on me and, you know, I had no, you know, power in this and he forced me to do everything. And they believed her. Obviously, really? He just beat her with a fucking flashlight. So I think that they were like, you know, yeah, he probably did beat on her.
Right.
So there were videotapes and they ended up showing kind of the opposite of what she was saying, claiming.
Like she egged him on?
Sort of, yes. That, and it was kind of showing that she was the murderer more so than Paul. The, like, Paul raped them, yes, but she was the one who was, like, holding the drug, you know, over their mouth or, you know, killing them, basically.
Okay.
But the videotapes were withheld from the evidence by Paul's lawyers for quite a while. So they didn't even know that stuff until after they had made the plea deal. Nobody knew that stuff.
They wouldn't have given her any sort of deal if they knew that, right?
They would not have, no.
Okay.
It ended up being called the worst plea deal in Canadian history.
Sure. I agree with that.
Regardless of her obvious guilt, they had to honor her deal. And she could not be retried either.
Wow.
Paul Bernardo was charged of rape and murder on all charges and was sentenced to life in prison on September 1st, 1995.
25 years ago?
24 years ago.
And I did good. Ginger's saying I did good. Thanks, guys.
It's but 24. It's one of those. It was my fifth birthday.
Oh, it was?
I was. Shit. Yeah.
Oh, so
September 1st, 1995.
So like 2 months away. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I should have known it just because of that. I'm sorry, bitch. No, shit.
Okay. So while in prison, Carla got a bachelor's degree in psychology.
Okay, because that's cool to give her that. Are you fucking kidding?
And she had like a full-on like lesbian relationship.
Because she's never had a dick before, obviously. She's like,
this is no different anyway.
Is that a clit or a dick?
Your clit is bigger than Paul's dick. So your pinky's bigger than Paul's dick.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
And I have little pinkies.
I'm horny.
Oh,
I'm
God. Picking, I'm, oh, stabby.
I'm doing
Quit the, your jabby.
No, but I'm jabbing you with my pinky. That's why it's funny. What?
Oh, okay. Yes. And later on, Carla's prison lover talked to the press after they had broken up and said that Carla's sexy time was often disturbing to her.
What?
And she liked to be tied up and have rape scenarios acted upon her. Yeah.
That's what got her fucking juiced up. Ready for Paul's little tiny tootsie dick.
Yeah.
Yep. Gross.
They were perfect for each other. If only they could have just kept it within their relationship.
If only those two kids could work it out. Jesus. No.
But it was her unvirgined vagina that ruined it all, I guess.
Gross. I can't believe she was such a whore, slutties.
So Carla applied for early release.
Yeah.
Denied. They were like, nah, bitch. You're going to stay your ass in prison. So there was actually evidence that she had had sex with a male inmate who was on another side of a fence. They had sex through the fence with each other after knowing each other for like just a few minutes.
She is on another level. I mean, who does she... I understand that any woman can get it after knowing a man for a couple minutes. Like, I'm not saying I'm impressed with her skills, but what is she... What? Most women just wouldn't do that, though.
That's just crazy. And like, I'm all about being slutty. That doesn't even, like, feel that good. I don't know.
I'm all about being slutty, but really? No. Come on.
No.
She's gross.
So she applied for parole, and the National Parole Board said... You have undertaken emotional relationships with other inmates, and they have very rapidly became sexual.
Mm.
We're watching you, bitch. We've seen you.
Right?
So no, you have to stay for your full sentence. There were some hearings that were held, like, later on, like, closer to her release date or whatever. But they still denied her and claimed that she was still a risk to the public.
I bet. After, like, 5 years, don't they retry you or just, don't they? You go up to the parole board or some shit, like, every 5 years or something?
This is, like, Canada, so
it's different, yeah. Okay.
But her release, nope, I'm reading something wrong. She was released on the 4th of July, 2005.
Wait. She's out?
She's out of prison. She was released... July 4th, 2005.
After how many years? 12?
Yes.
I have a problem with that too. Is she hopefully dead currently?
Okay. So on November 30th, 2005. Okay, so no. I'm not going to go there yet.
Okay.
So July 4th, let's go there. She was released from prison. They deemed her a risk to the public, saying... If you go anywhere, you need to tell us.
Right.
Anybody moves in with you, you need to tell us.
Love it.
You move anywhere, we need to know about it. You leave the country. Actually, no. How about you don't do that? You don't leave the country. All that shit. She's on probation, pretty much.
Very strict probation.
On November 30th, 2005, so this is a few months later, a judge... ordered her probation restrictions be lifted because there was no evidence that they should be in place.
Who is this judge?
I don't know.
What a dumb fucker. Jesus.
Hey, you's a dumb bitch. Hey, you's a dumb bitch. That's a dumb ass bitch move.
I really like that song. But it's so stupid,
right? I was hopping
right?
like a leprechaun. Hey, you's a dumb bitch. Hey, yes. You's a dumb bitch.
You know,
that was great.
That's not the song I sang. That doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. What? Okay, so she's out now. Cool.
The Ontario Justice Department, which actually had went against the judge's ruling, still decided to not take that ruling to the Supreme Court. They were just like, oh, well.
It probably cost more money to take it to the Supreme Court than what they had in the county or some shit. You know what I mean?
No.
Is it cunt like that? Does it work like that?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't they do it? Why wouldn't they take it higher?
Because they just didn't care, I guess. Probably because she's a beautiful, blonde, fucking sexy, fucking slutties.
You know what I keep forgetting? Good one. She's so hot. I keep forgetting how hot she is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes more sense now. It shouldn't, but it does. Anyway.
So, she moves out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
She moves to an island off the coast.
Is it Australia? Nope.
Off the coast of Mexico.
Okay.
She pops out some kids.
Okay.
And then years later, she moves back to Quebec.
Okay.
With a new name and no husband and no kids.
Why?
I don't know. That's all I really know.
That's not Where are her husband
and kids?
She killed them.
Did she kill them?
She totally killed them.
I don't know.
You know she did.
I don't know.
I know she killed her husband for sure. I don't know about the kids. I'm hoping not. But she killed her husband.
In 2004, a movie called Carla with Laura Prepon was released about her.
I did not know that Laura was in a movie like that. I enjoy her.
I do too.
I've never seen this.
Me either. I'm going like to try and rent it probably.
I'd like to.
Do it then.
All right.
Okay then.
All right, love.
So we're talking about her right now, tonight, because of our love for the docu-series called Don't Fuck With Cats.
Don't do it!
And there was zero evidence that I could find that shows that her and Luca Magnotta had ever met each other or even that she knew who he was.
Yeah.
So he's a lying sack of shit.
I thought people were saying or making things up, and he said, I don't know her, but they were saying that he did.
He made up the
he
people
made it up too.
Who were saying it as
gross.
Well.
Gross.
So okay. That he could pretend
publicity.
Like, oh, no way. I would never want to be.
Okay. Ugh, and for like publicity and all that shit?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was all a lie.
And here I'm the one that's endorsing Don't Fuck With Cats too, but really I don't have the story right. I guess like I need to rewatch that shit. It's crazy interesting.
Let's
what
watch
a great
Carla.
Story.
Let's watch Carla.
Carla.
Laura Prepon.
Do you like my hair?
That's disgusting. You literally look like fucking Joe Pesci, like from the fucking 90s right now. It's weird. I hate it. I want to punch it.
Don't punch my hair, dude. I look like Will Ferrell. These
holy
Spartan cheerleaders.
Do you look like fucking Keanu Reeves?
Wait a second. Let me just see. I know I'm trying to help you and keep my pose.
Oh,
I couldn't
God.
Do it.
I did all kinds of app works at work.
Oh,
out,
no.
Like,
did it
dead.
Go? Did you stop it?
It's dead. It's done. It's donezo.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're fucking done.
What
man.
A great story, though, bitch. That was good.
That was a pretty good one.
That was
one.
A good one. I enjoyed it immensely.
So, hey, Carla Homoka, you're probably listening to this. I hope you get strangled to death or something like a 15-year-old.
She is a bitch.
Yeah.
And I do hope that, you know, karma's a bitch and I hope you die a slow, painful death.
Yeah.
Is that what you just said? That's what you just said.
That's what I was gonna say.
Okay.
So there we are. Yeah. So, yeah. We'll get the fuck out of here then. I mean, we're done, aren't we?
I think so, but I just want to say that I don't particularly want anyone to suffer or die.
I know.
But I feel really bad for, like, God, I hate her. She should die tomorrow. What if she's really, like...
What if she's changed?
What
if she's, like, a better person?
She's totally a nun now.
What if she's saved people? No.
I mean, you just never know. There's two sides to every story.
Whatever.
I feel bad.
Carla.
But Carla sucks.
You stupid.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah. So next week... Tune in. You don't know what's going to be said here. We don't
really
even
don't.
Know.
I don't know until I get here. Yeah. Who we're even talking about. So.
Yeah, for the most part. I'll give her like a hint here and there. But most of the time I won't even tell her the name. Actually, I never tell you the name. He's here.
He's right there. Come here, bud. Oh, he's sniffing on the new lady.
Hi.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Hi.
That pussy smelled good. Oh, gross. Sorry. Gross. What an asshole. He's such a jerk. Okay, fine. Bye. Big Jens is out. Fine. Bye.
Oh, wait.
What? Did we already
do
that?
Our ending.
What is it?
I go to chug some wine and you fucking...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were supposed to already
trying to
have done
end
that.
It. No.
Okay.
We gotta go... Oh, did you hear my burp?
That was you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go to our Twitter, and we are at B Be Bad Pod. B-E-B-A-D Pod. So go the fuck there. Check our shit out. Or we have Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Yeah. And go to our Apple Podcast and do a 5-star or a 4 or a 3 or whatever.
Nope.
2, 1. I don't even care.
No, I don't want any under anything under 3, please. I'll cry about it. I get sad.
She cries about everything, so it's fine. Just tell your friends all about us if you like us. And everything we say here is factual. So if you, well.
Most, we think it is.
It's my facts. So sure. Do with that what you will. And tune in next week. And fucking spay and neuter your fucking cats.
Perfect.
Motherfuckers.
Do what, boss?
Okay, fine, bye.
Fine, bye. Yeah.